Olacak.
My name is Doug Wood. I'm with the Cedar Woolley Riding Club and Rodeo. We are going to have our second pro rodeo ever next year. We had a great rodeo this year. They plan on expanding in a lot of other activities during logger rodeo, having a barrel racing and mounted shooting and maybe a dance and then the rodeos and on the 3rd and 4th. It's Sunday and Monday this year. You know, we're really going strong. We had sellout crowds last year, and looking forward to this year. It's going to be even better because there's not as many conflicts with our rodeo as the last year.
Thank you, Doug. And Cynthia, hello. Can you introduce yourself and the organization you represent? You're muted, Cynthia, I think you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, hello, hello, Cynthia.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Brock and I have an Airbnb in Cedar Woolley. That's about it.
Okay, is this your first year having an Airbnb or have you been doing this a while?
This is my third year.
Third year, okay, Wonderful. Glad you're joining us this year.
Thanks.
And then Debbie, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Good afternoon. I'm Debbie Burton. I am the finance director for the city of Cedar Woolley. I'm excited to be in the community. I just joined the team in June, so my first LTAC meeting with all of you.
Yeah, I'm happy to have her on board. And you may know me. My name is Julia Johnson, mayor of Cedar Woolley. So moving on to the agenda that we have, the second thing that we're going to do is review and discuss the applications. So I'm hoping that you received the packet and had a chance to go through it. And if so, are there any comments or questions that you may have?
So is this the amount of money that people are actually asking for?
That is correct.
And why this, like the Tulip Festival, $100? That seems like a very small amount for such a big festival.
Yeah, but that's all they put in for. And we have been supporting them for a number of years. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's all their application requested. And so that's what we provide.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Nope. Go ahead.
Did you have a question, Deb?
No, I don't. It can wait. I was jumping ahead.
Okay. So we have approximately, 2,800, Debbie, that we can give, correct?
28,000.
Yeah, 28,000. There we go. And we have a request for 29,350. So we're going to need to look for about 1,400 or 1,350, maybe it is 1,350, reduces by 1,350. And are there any thoughts regarding that?
Yeah, it doesn't look like we had as many requests. I mean, different ones. We kept our requests constant, but it looks like some of the other ones. What did they get last year, like the Logger Rodeo and Chamber?
I'll take that question, Mayor. Logger Rodeo received $7,000 last year, and the Chamber received $11,000 last year. Last year, we were able to give out $30,350, but some of that was because we had monies held over from obviously no events in 2020. And then our lodging tax isn't quite back up to what it has been in the past. So that's why our funding is a little bit shorter this year than prior years.
Well, I think they're all reasonable. I would probably recommend going with what the chamber got last year, and that would balance it right there if it just took that 1400 from the chamber. But I think all the other ones are consistent to what it was last year.
I think Lager Rodeo was 7,000 last year, was it? Or not?
7,000 last year, yes. And this year they're asking for 10,000.
So what if we took that 1350 and divided it in half? Would that be, is my math correct? Is that 675 each?
From where?
And what if we took that from both Lager Rodeo and Cedar Woolley Chamber? They eat 675 from each of them.
Can you tell me what the museum is asking for money for? Is it that operating expenses?
Let's see, what did they say here?
$2,500 is what they have.
Yeah, in their application, go ahead, Mayor.
I'm sorry, I was just gonna say, I'm trying to find their application so that I can tell you what they, they say that they advertise their exhibits. They publish and distribute their brochure on a regular basis. It looks like it's mainly operation is what they're using it for. Did you want to add to that, Debbie? Do you know?
No, that's exactly right. They use those for advertising dollars to encourage, tourists to come and visit Cedar Woolley.
Okay. How do they advertise? I live right downtown. I never, and I get the newspaper. So are they advertising just through pamphlets or?
Their advertising is out of the area. So that the idea is to try to advertise to people who would come to visit Cedar Woolley. So
right.
From outside of the area. So they, I believe they use pamphlets and they use it's a system that people invest in that the pamphlets go all over, like with the ferry. I think if you've ever ridden a ferry, you see those pamphlet racks, some of the hotels and things like that.
Okay.
That's one of the ways they advertise.
Uh-huh.
They also advertise through the chamber letters. I believe they're probably members of the chamber, so that's why they're doing it. But they do regularly list their events and advertise in the chamber's letters.
Okay.
For being a all volunteer, very small staff, they actually do quite an extraordinary job.
I've been in the museum. I was just curious if that was just for operating expenses or what that was.
Good questions.
So we're kind of back to trying to decide where that $1,350 is going to come from. I didn't get any response with the $675, taking $675 from Lager Rodeo and $675 from the chamber instead of taking. Was it the full $1,350 from the chamber?
Well, that definitely solved the problem real quick. If we just split it.
Yeah. Try to be fair. They're both great, very great organizations, and we want to support them. Yeah. That's Cynthia, what are your thoughts on that?
Sure, that's fine. It doesn't really, I can't really say that either one of those organizations actually helped my business, but
okay.
you know, like Farmers Market and the Tulip Festival are businesses that really, or events that really help my business. So,
oh, sure.
But in my opinion, I think that's a good way to go.
Okay. Do you, out of curiosity, do you take in visitors during the 4th of July?
You know, I'm usually mostly busy with hikers.
Oh.
That's the major portion of my business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to hear. Good to hear. Good to know. All right.
We might share that we're trying to work on maybe some tourism initiatives in the future. And so we believe hiking is one of those initiatives, you know, that we definitely want to tap into. So
I think it's huge. I mean, I get people from all over the country coming. So, and then over half of the people I get are from like not here, and the other half are from Seattle, people coming up just for the weekend to go hiking.
Thank you. Great. Well, I'm here.
Oh, go ahead. This is good information to have, isn't it?
Yeah, that's excellent. Chat to her, for sure. So, Mayor, if I could just reiterate, I hear $9,325 for Logger Rodeo, $11,325 for the Chamber, and the other applicants at full funding.
Yes. So do we need a motion on that, Debbie?
Probably a vote. This is a recommendation to the council. The council has the final say, of course, but okay. This is your recommendation as our committee.
Okay. So just kind of putting it out there then to Doug and to Cynthia, if there is not any concerns or questions, are you willing to move forward with this?
Yes. Yes.
I'm good with it.
Okay. All right. Then that is what we'll do. We'll take this before the council, and I don't know that they've ever changed it up when we put this out before them. So we appreciate your time and energy that you've put into this. So is there anything else, Debbie, that we need to do here? It says recommendations for following awards of lodging tax for 2022. So tell me about that.
That's what we just did. We're going to do the 9325 and the 11325. So yeah, we are complete. Done our work.
Perfect.
All right. So if that is it, then I want to thank you, Cynthia, and I want to thank you, Doug, for sitting in on this, being a part of the committee. And helping us once again distribute the funding that comes in. And I wish both of you great success in your adventures. And Cynthia, I'm excited to actually hear more about what you do and the people that you have come in.
So, okay.
And Doug, always thank you for the Logger Rodeos. You bring in an extraordinary amount, your riding club. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You sell out, I think, every year, do you not?
I'm sorry?
You sell out every year, do you not?
No, but, you know, actually capacity is our biggest problem right now. We don't have enough stands as we could fill, but like I say, this was a record year.
I'm one of the people who was unable to get in because it was at capacity. So.
Well, it was, but it wasn't. So anyway, that's another story. But
it wouldn't let us in. I was like, come on, let me in. I'm from Montana, so I was really looking forward to it.
it was a great rodeo, and it'll be better next year just because, you know, of the way the dates fall. There's a lot of on the Columbia River, the pro circuit, there's a lot of rodeos on like that first weekend in July, and we're on Sunday, Monday this year, so we can get a lot of the people go other places and come up for this one.
Awesome.
We're sending a big delegation down to Vegas for the finals here in a week or so and get some more ideas. And so.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all again. And if there is nothing else for the good of the order, I am going to adjourn.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Yep. Mm-hmm.